What are your memories on stage and off?
On stage, he was an incredible presence. He was a very sophisticated and old world type of presence that commanded attention just by his posture, just by his the slightest movement of a finger or a look. He could give incredibly deep looks that had layers of meaning. He was wonderful for the orchestra. We'd come out of a period where we had had a transition of our sound from the sort of lush, fat Ormandy sound to a more leaner, virtuosic, if you will, sound under Mutti. And as soon as Savalas came on the podium, we were back to that old world, burnished gold Philadelphia sound. So that was a really wonderful thing for me to experience.
And what was he like off stage?
Off stage, he was a very kind, caring, and gentle soul, full of introspective insights to all different types of music and composers. And we had the wonderful opportunity to play chamber music with him several times, where he was a very fine pianist. And Bill, two of my most memorable concerts with Bill and Maestro Savalas were at Temple in Rock Hall and also at Villanova University at St. Mary's Chapel. And they played sonata recitals. One they did all Brahms, and one they did Beethoven, Brahms, and Schumann. And after my husband Bill passed away, Maestro Savalas wrote me saying that for him too, those two particular programs were the height of music making in his whole career. And I was just really privileged to be part. I got to hear the rehearsals and, of course, their performances, and it was just absolutely transforming.